This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Champions pose.
Champion pose. Up your nose with the rubber hose and a champion pose.
Ken's not here. That does not mean that I can't do our fabled champions pose. Juan Thornhill. We had the news yesterday during the show. By the way, Daryl Ryder is in for Kenny today. We've got Mitch Spinell, who's going to be burning his Yankee gear before the opening day. We've got Owen, who's still here commiserating with his Chiefs friends on the Reddit boards about the Chiefs losing in the Super Bowl.
They would have showed up at the White House, I'm just telling you that much.
We'll get to that. I do have a story on that. But wait a second. So Juan Thornhill, last time a Super Bowl team lost a player to the Browns, they ended up getting him back. That was John Johnson III, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want Juan Thornhill back?
We're good.
So that audio was from 2 years ago. Was Thornhill here 2 years?
Yeah, they signed him 2 years ago.
Okay, and
3-year contract. They got out of the final year because he was so terrible.
Yeah, because that was the first big name in free agency. And remember, the Browns fans and everybody was gearing up for this huge free agency frenzy. It just so happened Thornhill was the first. They ended up making some big signings on the defensive line. But Thornhill was the first, and that's all we had to react to after day one of free agency. So we came in today, and I think Ken thought we were going to throw a parade over Juan Thornhill. And I said, Kenny, I have no idea who that is. And I wasn't really, I was laying it on a little thick, but I was like, I don't know who that is. And I would wager to say our fans have no idea who Juan Thornhill is. And he lost his mind because Kenny is a football aficionado, even though he claimed to never watch the Super Bowl until recent years.
Right.
So he said he knew who Juan Thornhill was. And in the end, aren't we all glad we got to know Juan Thornhill over the last 2 years?
Juan Thornhill, I didn't even know he was on the team. If you look at a box score.
I did see a lot of videos yesterday.
Oh, man. The New Orleans half-hearted run down the field on the long touchdown, that will forever be etched in everyone's minds as far as how they will remember Juan Thornhill. And no play encapsulated Juan Thornhill's tenure with the Cleveland Browns quite like that one.
But truth be told, I never knew when we would break down these plays the next day, the all 22, and then even when the media would get a chance to talk to the players, then later in the week, Jim Schwartz. I felt like we had so many breakdowns defensively that, in the end, we'll just chalk it up to Juan Thornhill. It seemed like I couldn't tell who was responsible for most of it.
You got 22 games, all starts for Juan Thornhill.
Oh, give us the numbers.
0 interceptions, 4 pass breakups, 0 forced fumbles, 0 fumble recoveries. A lot of goose eggs here. 0-0-0. Oh, he did have 1 tackle for loss, and he hit a quarterback 3 times.
Okay. In the same game,
no sacks,
the same
by
play?
The way, 0 sacks. So a big old goose egg for Juan Thornhill. So in his next stop, I recommend that he wear the number 0.
Oh, come on, Daryl. That's a cheap shot. That is a cheap shot. We've got a huge show for you today. And thank you, Owen. I love anytime I can champions pose when Kenny is not here.
Kenny that got, makes it the best.
Feel bad. Kenny got rained out. One of his days at Disney got rained out, so he went to...
Yeah, I don't know if he really got rained out because he got to go to Daytona and go to the Hall of Fame, the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Isn't that really what he wanted to do the entire
time?
That's
really the only reason they're in Florida.
I'm thinking that Kenny might have, I don't know, attached a fire hose over Orlando so he could go do that.
They strike up the banjos. Kenny, this whole trip, this entire trip was just to go to Daytona. Right over there, that's the sand. That's where they started racing, right over there on the beach.
Just the good old boys.
Not going to see much of Danica Patrick over there, I'm sure, in that Hall of Fame. I was down there. True story, I covered the Daytona 500 one year for like 34 stations. So I had to have the revolving door mic flags, Daryl, so I had to...
Remember who you're representing at
time.
I remember those days.
They put me up in the worst. It was a motel. They put me up in a motel, but it was on the water.
I remember the days in my career where I actually used the mic flag when I was in a locker mm-hmm. room.
Now you don't want people to know that you work for 92.3 The Fan. You're ashamed.
No, we just don't have any.
Borrow one of these.
They don't fit on them.
Come on, Daryl. I went down there and I didn't know anything about NASCAR. I had nothing. So I was sweating all week, like, what am I going to do? I don't know the sport. And I tell Ken this, and he loses his mind. He's like, you got to cover. I go, I got a swag bag somewhere at home. I got like a Daytona 500 swag bag. I met like the family of the owners. The PR guy was from Parkersburg. So we had dinner, and Ken is losing his mind.
I know, because they're just so thrilled you're there covering it. So yes, they don't care. Access is just like... The best.
And the meanest driver all week. Remember, all these drivers are millionaires teams are worth a fortune. And I did what I could. I waited outside. What would you even call it? This is how little
Pit
I
road?
Know. But outside of their every driver has their own area.
Oh, they're right? Yeah, they're pit.
Well, whatever. I'm out there waiting and no one else was waiting. I'm like, I got a tip that Danica was gonna be there. And remember, this was like the first year or second year that Danica was out there, and she ever win? I don't think she ever won. I was out there. She was in all the commercials, all the Super Bowl commercials. Like, Danica in NASCAR was this gigantic deal. And I waited there, and her dude comes out, like her muscle goes, she's not doing any media. And I'm like, no, she's right there. She's right there. And I thought she would come over.
Right.
And she's really short. I had no idea how short she was. She did not even look me, refused to look me, and that was
wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't even acknowledge your presence?
Wouldn't even acknowledge. So
I could tell
I have
you,
as many wins at Daytona as Danica Patrick.
I could tell you a Baker Mayfield story about that, but I don't think I want to.
I think, Daryl, the floor is yours. Let's go. You're saying, why the media ran Baker Mayfield out of town? Is that why, Daryl, and you?
Let's go spill the tea, Daryl.
The Daryl Riders and the Zach Jacksons.
How do I want?
The Dan Lobbies. You guys ran him out of
this
town.
Story? Do Come I really want to share there. This story right mm-hmm. now?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is after a promotional thing. So here's the deal. When you go out and you cover someone's promotional event, the whole thing is that you get to talk a little ball with them as well. Okay, you ask a few questions about the event and whatnot, but you get to talk a little ball with them as well. So we do this. We go out for Baker. And mind you, this is in the middle of training camp, so it's like on our only day off.
Daryl, every day's a day off. You're in the media. Come on.
So we go out there. They do the big to-do. But we didn't get to ask any.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brown stuff. So we're all hanging out, waiting around, and one of the reps is like, hey, did you guys get everything you need? We're like, no, we're waiting to talk some football with Baker, because that's kind of the thing. We did the fluff. Now
quid
it's time
pro
to
pro quo.
Right. Yeah. Because, you know, we're not just going to write about that. We want to write some other stuff, too.
Yeah, so, no one cares how you're benefiting the underprivileged youth of Northeast Ohio. Right. Let's get to the football.
So we...
It's more about the X's and O's than the Jimmy's and Joe's.
So we do a Lima. We're stalking the parking lot. Waiting. Just they go out to a trailer. We're like, there's there. So we're just going to all hang tight.
Okay, you're there all day.
Oh, yeah. And Baker knows we're there. I'm sorry, yeah. Baker's done doing media. And
how long were you there, you think?
We were there an extra... 90 minutes to 2 hours after the event.
Did you and Mary Kay get to know each other?
No names. So we did designate someone who was going to handle this for the group.
You're going to have a pool reporter.
Well, no, to handle the intermediary here to get Baker to come talk to us. So basically it goes exactly how I thought it was going to go. He's not going to do it, right? So he eventually gets in his car with the missus. He drives over to us and yells at one person.
No.
And basically says, you should know better. And rolls up the window, hits the gas, flies out of the parking lot.
So did you trash his event afterwards?
No. Just didn't write about his event.
Would you like to trash it now?
Oh,
no,
Darryl, come
absolutely
on.
Not. They may or may not be a client of the station these days.
Oh, man. Well... At least you tried.
We tried. We failed, but we did try.
Sure, I'm sure your bosses and everybody's bosses appreciated the effort going to an event for no reason other than for the betterment of the community because Baker and, you know, Browns over the years, all our sports teams have done a great job in the community.
You got the rated G version of that story, just so you know.
This what year was this into his tenure?
I don't want to get into too many specifics.
Well, I just want to speak
in generalities here at this
I'll
point.
I'll give you a specific. Now we can directly attach cause and effect. Darryl and his cohorts, the Cleveland media, they ran Baker Mayfield out of town. They're responsible for Deshaun Watson. They're responsible for 3-14 last year. Congratulations, Darryl. We've been doing champions poses.
Way to go, Darryl.
Nice job.
The champions pose for me.
Unbelievable.
Reason we got the number two.
I'd have to say if there's anyone I love that I get credit for running people out of town when I've never run anyone out of town. I don't think I have any influence whatsoever. But I will say this: if I did, I don't. I think I would have ran Deshaun Watson out of town by now.
Got to try harder.
As of today, Deshaun Watson still a member of the Cleveland Browns football team.
I got news
but
for
not
you:
in town and hasn't been in town. For
He's going to be a member of the detail. Cleveland Browns until that contract is expired.
It's a minor detail. Don't get hung up on that stuff. Okay, we're all here trying to pull and push in the same direction. We did have a story yesterday, sad story to report, that Guardians owner Larry Dolan passed away at the age of 94, longest tenured owner in the history of the ball club. Here is some sound yesterday from Afternoon Drive. This was very interesting yesterday, Darryl, because I was locked in. The news broke during the course of the day right here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. And here is Jonathan and Nick discussing the legacy of Larry Dolan.
I really think that the Dolan era might end up aging better than people realize, because I don't think people realize that stability was the name of the game under the Dolans. And I think stability is what's allowed you to be what the Guardians have been the last 25 years, which is wildly competitive in a financially non-competitive era for small market teams.
Well, and we got to give him credit too. And I think Gilbert's changed a lot with the Cavs in this regard, but obviously the Haslams have been very much in this space where they meddle constantly and they're constantly involved in not only the little things, but the day-to-day and the extreme franchise-altering decisions. Where I always gave the Dolans credit is that they hired smart people and they let smart people do smart people things.
When you hear that, obviously you've been in this town a long time. You have been a diehard fan of this team for a long time. What were your thoughts yesterday? Because I had a ton of thoughts, some of them conflicting, by the way, just swirling around in my head as it really forces you. It forces you. It's one thing to just open up the phone lines during the course of a July. What do you think of the Dolans? What do you think of the Guardians? Or in the offseason when we're never a player for any of the big free agents and the lack of spending is something that people bemoan all the time. Depends on the time of the year that you open up the phone lines on this debate. What was swirling through your head when the news broke?
Obviously, because I know a lot of people in that organization, certainly, you know, condolences to those folks who worked alongside Larry on a daily basis. But I agree with Nick and Jonathan. I think that the stewardship of the Dolans of the franchise has been amongst the best that you could ask for as a fan. The team is competitive on a regular basis. Yes, they've had their valleys. There's no question about that. They had a couple stretches where they went 5 years without making the postseason or whatnot, but they put a competitive product on the field. The ballpark is fantastic. They've done a great job maintaining that facility. They're not perfect, but you know what? They're not the Oakland A's owners. Or the Sacramento A's, or whatever they're calling themselves this year.
They're just the Athletics.
Or the Athletics. I'm sorry. I thank you, Owen. They're like the Angels are changing their name every year. But like, I just feel like that the Dolan ownership of this franchise has largely gone underappreciated by the fans and by the community. They could have gone to Nashville a couple years ago. Very easily. In fact, that was something that I had my antennas up on. Because Nashville was trying to put together a proposal to either lure a major league team, the Guardians or the Baltimore Orioles. They were hot on the trail wanting to do something like that because baseball wasn't ready to expand. And then that's when the new lease agreement at Progressive Field got done and this whole renovation project got put into place because the Dolans were committed to Northeast Ohio. They wanted to keep the franchise here. The easiest thing for them to do was to pick up and leave. We're one of the small, if not the smallest market in the country to have three pro sports franchises. So I agree with those guys. I think the Dolans are largely undervalued and underappreciated for the job they've done as owners of the Guardians.
All right, I want to know, how do you judge the legacy of a sports owner, and in particular, Larry Dolan, the Dolan family, 216-474-0092.